This is Jim Speary. It's March 22nd, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh.
Gets up!
Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with probably the most important person here on the camp. Please tell me your name.
Sergeant Edward Raymond Martinez III.
Sergeant, please tell me why you're the most important, in my opinion, why you're the most important person here on the camp.
Because I feed everybody.
It's so like everybody has to be nice to you.
Pretty much. There's some people that can definitely be mean. But, you know, considering certain situations it's called for, I suppose.
Where do you hail from? Where did you grow up?
Livermore, California. It's about 20 minutes east of Oakland.
And how long you been in the Marine Corps?
5.5 years.
And has your job always been to feed people?
Yes. I came in, I chose to be a cook, you know, try to get the most out of the Marine Corps, go to the schools and do all such things. Hopefully, you know, because I aspire to open a restaurant one day. So it just seemed like a logical path to take.
How old are you?
I am 27.
Is this your first deployment?
This is my third.
And tell me the other places you've been.
I've been to Iraq, went on a few convoys there. It's not as bad as this place, but you know, you saw some rough stuff there too as well. And then I was with the 31st MEU out of Okinawa, where I was previously stationed. I went to Indonesia, did humanitarian action, went to Korea, went to the Philippines twice.
So here at Eddie, you're tasked with making sure everybody gets fed, and Lord knows how many people that is, but it can be a lot of people at any given time.
Correct.
And how do you get supplied? How do you put together out of nothing something to where we have a line of people here always eating twice a day?
Well, there's a big team effort. I'm with MWSS 371, so we're the wing. We do a lot of aviation ground support missions. The fueling, the water, the electricity, obviously the food support too as well. Airfield operations, you know, protecting the, you know, birds from any potential fire hazards and such things. But also, we actually coordinate a lot with 2-4, now 2-5, which they do all the food ordering. We get the uniform group rations, heat and serve them, but on occasion we also get really good meals like steaks and chickens and stuff like that, which really actually boosts the morale. Because considering orders, you could only eat the UGR heat and serves for 30 days straight before you have to revert back to regular food. So we try to incorporate that too as well.
What's everybody's favorite food out here? Let me rephrase it. When do people smile the most when it's time to eat?
Probably on Fridays when we have those barbecue meals.
Oh, that's the one everybody likes the most, huh?
Correct.
How about you? Which one do you like to fix the most? Which is the get the most pleasure out of feeding?
Probably just because it's funny to me. It's humorous. I would have to say the barbecue pork rib with the mac and cheese.
Okay, now I had that the other day. Now I don't like the mac and cheese thing, but the ribs weren't so bad.
I like the mac and cheese, but the ribs is like rubber to me, so we kind of have opposite opinions on that.
So what people don't really understand is that you not only feed here, you're coordinating food to go to other places at the same time. So that's why you guys seem to be working 24/7.
It seems like we're working 24/7. That's just because when you wake up, you already see us working, and when you go to bed, we're still working. But there's a good deal of time in between each meal where we can have a break for ourselves, whether it be go to the gym, handle personal issues, financial issues, or paperwork, such things like that. So there's some time off. I can get naps in here and there. So,
well, we do hear the music once in a while, but never Willie Nelson.
Never Willie Nelson. A lot of people, you know, spastically throw at me that I'm a damn hippie if I'm playing Willie Nelson.
But that's okay. See, people in my generation would say that's a compliment.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago.
It wasn't that long ago. Okay, that's it. Don't forget now, we can say good or bad things here. But I do want to compliment one thing. Every time I come in here, that coffee's hot and it's really good and it's smooth. And I think you got the coffee thing down pat really well.
Yeah, we do. Really, really hot water incorporated with various packs of coffee. Not just two, which is usually called for in a 5-gallon. We actually double that up so the coffee is extra strong, which is definitely essential out here because, like you said, a lot of us are working many, many, many hours, and that coffee is definitely fuel for us. So
in the future, you kind of want to open up a restaurant. Will you stay in the Marine Corps 20, or what are you looking at?
20 years is a logical option because in the civilian world, it usually takes 30 years to retire, so 20 years is definitely beneficial. However, the Marine Corps has, from what I heard, rumors have gathered 15 years as a retirement, so that may be an option for me. 20 years, I can probably get all the schools I want to go to, pick up the rank, and then eventually open up my own restaurant, which would be like brick baked pizzas, you know, a lot of Italian foods, a lot of cuisines and stuff, but also a brewery. People love beer, and I love beer myself too, so.
Well, I'm on the Italian side. My father came from Italy. I really like any good Italian restaurant. I love it. You make anything with good pasta, put some whole wheat pasta in there, you know, I'll come over and eat.
Thanks. We would definitely love your company.
Sergeant, thanks for taking time out. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you. And I do love to see what goes on in here. You keep everybody in a good mood as they're coming through the line. I never know what to expect there, but it's always a lot of fun.
We do our best. Thank you for your time.
All right, take care. This is Jim Speary, March 22nd, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan, with the guys who fill everybody's belly up.
Yeah.